It's me. Let me in.
Thank you. I know, I know, I know. It's been years since I've climbed in through your window. But I really needed to talk to you. No, yeah, everything's okay. I just... Can I sit? Thanks. I was laying in my bed, and I was trying to fall asleep, and all of a sudden, I just couldn't stop thinking of you. And I know that's, like, weird, but, like, I just kept remembering all of those moments as kids. You coming over and knocking on my door, asking my mom if I could play. Us racing home on our bikes because we knew the streetlights were about to come on and we couldn't miss our curfew. Us eating popsicles and in my driveway and drinking Izzy's. And then I just realized, you know, we got to high school and it all just stopped. The magic that we had was gone. And yeah, I know we were kids and it's such a kid thing to have all that magic and, you know, those beautiful imaginations that make everything so much cooler than it is. But I just wish things were different between us. I know this is coming out of nowhere. I'm sorry if I woke you up, but I really need to get this off my chest because I'm afraid if I don't say it tonight, I won't ever say it. I miss you. You know, you were my best friend. And then high school came and you all of a sudden became this cool kid and I just didn't. And I just watched you from afar. And I don't want to be the girl who just watches you from a lunch table in the corner, or just the girl you wave to in the halls because you know her from when you were a kid. And I don't just want to go back to being your best friend either. What am I saying? Fuck. I'm saying I think I'm in love with you. And I think I have been since we were kids. I mean, of course, I don't think it was love then. I just think those moments from when we were kids is what made me love you even more. And I know this is shocking. Who comes through your window at 2 in the morning to confess she has feelings for you? That's really creepy, but I couldn't not try. You know? You're amazing. You know? I know we've both grown up and we've changed. And, you know, I'm not saying that I know you like the back of my hand like I used to. What I'm saying is that I want to get to know you again. I want to know you like the back of my hand, just like I used to. I don't just want to know what I can observe. I want to know what makes you tick, what makes you laugh, what you smile about, what you dream about. I want to know what's going on in that head of yours when you're just staring blankly out the window. All I know now is when all of your friends leave, you pick up other people's trash at lunch. And if anyone needs help, you're the first one there. You don't have a bunch of friends, you just have a few really good friends who just happen to be popular. Your dad teaches history. I actually have him next term. Your mom teaches English. You like football and baseball. You're best friends with Alex. He's a really funny guy. I actually sat next to him in math last year. He's really funny, kind of a bit of a jerk sometimes, but, you know, he has the right idea. And I remember your best subject was English, and you didn't really do too well at math. You loved science, and before you got into sports, you wanted to pursue a career in chemical engineering. But before that, you wanted to be a vet. And before you wanted to be a vet, you wanted to be a pro skateboarder or a BMX biker. Biker? Rider? I don't know. I just remember you obsessed with anything that had wheels. I know this is really sudden. It's okay if you don't know what to say. I don't think I would really know what to say in this situation either if I was on the other side. But I just couldn't just lay in bed anymore. I had to try. I'll give you some space to think. I won't come to your window. You have my number. You can text me once you've thought of it. Okay. Okay. Thank you for listening. I will just get go. What? Yeah. Purple is still my favorite color. Yes. The Cellar is still my favorite book. Yeah. How do you remember all that? I'm glad you still think of me. That actually makes me really happy. Okay, I won't go. We can talk, yeah? Okay. Yeah, I'll sit. Yeah, my mom still asks about you. She still wonders when you're coming over again. Oh, I just tell her that you're always busy. And she always cheers for you at the games. I think she misses when we were kids, you know? Us running around during the barbecues. I also think she misses how close our families used to be. I mean, we're neighbors. We've known each other for forever. You know, the barbecues, I think I remember our moms even talking about breaking down the middle fence and just having one giant backyard. That would have been cool. Yeah. Well, it looks like we weren't the only ones who grew apart. Our moms used to get our nails done, and our dads used to go do guy stuff together. I don't even know what they did. I know I'm not the only one who misses it. That's for sure. I'm glad you miss it too. Now, I know that you said you remembered all that stuff, but I need to know. Do you have any romantic feelings for me at all? Or have you ever Because if not, then I'll just drop it all. You know, I don't expect you to want to be with me. I just really need to know. You do? I really, really like you too. And I want to spend a long time re-getting to know you. Although it doesn't really seem like much has changed. You are still the big grinned boy I remember. Except you don't play with Legos anymore. At least not that I can see. And your room is a lot cleaner from when we were 10. I'm really, really happy I came to your window tonight. Thanks for letting me in. I'm really tired. I should probably get to bed. But we should totally finish this conversation another time. After school, maybe another night, just a little earlier. At school? You wanna be seen with me at school? No, I'd love to. It's just a little shocking. I just don't think I'd very much mesh well with your friends. You don't have to do that. I will try to get along. I will just be glad to be by your side. I'll see you tomorrow. Can I kiss your cheek? Bye.